So the first one I have gone through, if you do not use the mundane mind, your silent mind or true mind will be there. So you don't try to suppress the thought and control the thought and don't want to think. No use. Because the thought will arise. Why did the thought arise? Because you go to your brain, your memory. Your thinking is always up here. And you cannot see what is happening where you are not mindful. You are not aware of what is going on inside you. And you do not understand who you are, what you are, how your thought process according to Paticca-samuppada, the 12 link move. You cannot see the link. You are not aware of any of these things. So you do not know how to cultivate. So when you are aware, what happens is you are at the heart. You are not at the brain. The awareness nature is at the heart. When this one, which is just aware, aware, you break the what they call mechanical conditioning or the constant heedless thinking, like that momentum is broken. Because when you are aware, you cannot think in it. But because you have been so conditioned by the thinking, you cannot stop thinking. Split second, you go back to thinking. Split second, you go back to thinking. You are hardly mindful, hardly aware. You hardly have any awareness, which is the space between thought. When you are aware, there is no thought. There is the space. Even one moment of awareness, you find it so difficult if you don't cultivate. If you don't know how to relax and be mindful throughout the day. That's the danger of heedlessness. So understanding this, as I always say, unless you are mindful, your daily mindfulness is developed until it's very stable, you can never start the real meditation. You have not started the real cultivation.